So this is our fifth year of doing the Youth Advisory Council, and it's basically juniors and seniors from different high schools all throughout the district. So we have them all the way from Sterling, Rock Falls area, all the way down to, you know, Rockridge and Andalusia Edgins in there. So the idea is to bring in students that have shown their teachers that they have an interest in politics or policy. And we bring them here to the Western Illinois Quad City campus, and we introduce them to a number of speakers from other local politicians all the way to business owners and entrepreneurs, and kind of let them explain the importance of politics and policy in their business or their life. It also gives an opportunity for them to engage in political discourse, you know, from ideas ranging all across the board. And we allow them to come up with ideas and debate them in kind of a mock committee hearing here. And then whatever they end up voting on as far as an issue that they want to see changed in the state of Illinois, then in the spring, they all come back down and they come to the Capitol. We put them in an actual committee room and set it up as if they were representatives or senators debating this bill. And they vote on it and pass it or not. And then depending on the issue, a lot of times I'll have that bill actually or their idea actually put into bill form and see if we can't pass their idea into actual law.
Now, have they taken on a specific issue, I guess, today or this week?
Not yet. We're in that process right now. But in the years past, I mean, it ranges from everything from, you know, gun legislation to recreational cannabis to farming, agriculture ideas. So there's a wide range of things. And funny enough, we were just talking about it. So one of the students asked me my opinion on the daylight savings time bill that was passed in the Senate. And funny enough, Senator Andy Menar from Bunker Hill, Central Illinois, that was actually a bill that came from his youth advisory council that his students voted on, and he turned it into a bill and it passed the Senate. So it's little things like that that we're really encouraging these students to not only get involved, but understand the process and to engage them. Because, I mean, they are the future of the state of Illinois, and I think it's really important that we get people, especially young people, excited about getting involved in the process.
I think the other thing that's neat in this is you do get to use Western Illinois University Quad City Campus as a backdrop. Now, I know that doesn't serve as a default for these kids to necessarily go there, but I think that probably serves an important tool in all this too, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And we had a conversation, you know, I asked them all, and we have probably 50 students here. I asked them all generically, who's planning on going to college? And, you know, everybody raised their hand. And, not that I was, discouraging them from going to college, because that's not at all what I was getting at, but, I took the opportunity to talk about the trades and how we've, as a society, we've bred this idea that the only way that you can be successful in life is if you have a four-year degree. And that's simply not true. You know, I can show you 50 jobs in my district that pay a starting wage of $75,000 a year that don't require any college. It's, you know, specific trade jobs. And those employers can't fill them because of the exact reason why everybody in this room raised their hand and said they're going to college. Not that that's a bad thing, but there are students in high school that aren't going to have the opportunity to go to college, and we need to start fostering the vocational programs again.